It's the jingle of the day in Connecticut and in Rhode Island. This jingle comes from PAM Series 17, The New Frontier, which was issued in 1961 and was inspired by the slogan of the incoming Kennedy administration. It was heard in New York City, but not on WABC. Rather, WMGM bought the package. WMGM occupied the 50,000-watt 1050 frequency on the AM dial at that time. Today, that spot is occupied by WEPN, the Spanish sports station. WMGM was a pop standard station with one big exception. Between late 1955 and early 1962, the 5 to 8 p.m. slot was filled with a top-rated program called Your Hits of the Week, during which the top 40 songs of the New York metropolitan area were counted up from number 40 to number 1 6 days a week. Peter Tripp, the curly-headed kid in the third row, was the very popular host until early 1960 when he got caught up in the payola scandal. The WMGM jingle went like this. WMGM 1050 presents another public service with your neighborhood news. During the late 1970s, Paul and Rusty wanted to salute WLNG's listeners across the Sound, so Rusty wrote new lyrics for the original instrumental bed that had been used by WMGM some 15 years before. So the famous Dallas vocalist sang, "In Connecticut and in Rhode Island, they all love WLNG."
In Connecticut and in